The season of the holiday album is upon us, and to hear about the latest crop of holiday tunes, we turn to music writer Stephen Thompson. He's an editor and writer of NPR.org's Song of the Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Now, I have to say, I get a lot of these CDs every year, and it seems like more and more. In your position, I know you've been sent a pile.
Yeah, an unbelievable quantity. And I mean, just going through the stacks, you know, and obviously some of them are from previous years, but, you know, I'm looking at Sarah McLachlan and James Taylor, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra, Manhattan Transfer, Winona Judd, Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. It goes on and on.
So in that whole group of holiday CDs that you got, let's start with one that stood out.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of my absolute favorites, and I had heard a lot of these tracks on the internet in previous years because they had sort of been flying around various file sharing sites. But the singer Sufjan Stevens every year would make a Christmas EP that he would send to his friends and just sort of freely circulate. And they were just kind of recorded as a lark. But this year, his record label is finally putting them out formally in the form of a 5-CD box set called Songs for Christmas. And it really is a joy to listen to.
Well, to start us off in the holiday spirit, pick a track.
Yeah, let's go with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
It just seems to be coming from a very warm, sincere place, as a lot of Sufjan Stevens' music does.
And for those getting into the Hanukkah mood, there are some CDs out there, and I think you brought one, Woody Guthrie's Happy Joyous Hanukkah.
Yeah, by the Klezmatics. The Klezmatics, a very venerated klezmer band, have been around for ages. They've sort of spent this year sort of repurposing Woody Guthrie lyrics. This collection is an album of Hanukkah songs that Guthrie wrote. And the one I wanted to play was Hanukkah Gelt.
Hey, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, 1, 2, 3. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, ABC. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, 4, 3, 2. Makes me love even you, you, you. Makes me love even you, you, you.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah, it really is, and I think it's a nice tribute to Guthrie, you know, who is often viewed as a very serious songwriter, but who had a mischievous streak and who explored a lot of different genres and ideas in his songwriting. These songs in particular were written for his kids as sort of a celebration of Hanukkah.
Now, there are a lot of these albums, of course, that are, you know, you can dance to them.
Sure.
And I know there's one that's out by Bootsy Collins.
Sure. Bootsy Collins is a member of Parliament Funkadelic and is sort of this larger-than-life funk icon. And so he put together a holiday album called Christmas Is Four, numeral four, ever. And it's just a very odd collection of like, as you indicated, the sort of very lively skits and vamping and goofing off.
Let's put it on.
Yeah, let's put on Sleigh Ride, which has the added joy of a truly surreal pairing between, I think the world has long been waiting for Bootsy Collins and Charlie Daniels to team up. Charlie Daniels being the fiddling country singer who brought us Devil Went Down to Georgia. So this is Sleigh Ride.
Giddy up, giddy up. Now, I know Bootsy Collins has never taken a ride on a sleigh.
You know, I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know that it's his most essential work, but it's a fun record.
While we're on the subject of unlikely Christmas albums, Amy Mann has one out.
Yeah, and listening to it, it's sort of like Amy Mann's A Very Dour Christmas.
Not called that, though. It's called One More Drifter in the Snow.
It is called One More Drifter in the Snow, and then the imaginary parenthetical A Very Dour Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
It's definitely not Amy Mann gathering around the campfire with some sleigh bells and a cup of eggnog. You know, it still sounds like an Amy Mann record. And for those of us who love Amy Mann records, that's a great thing.
There are, of course, low points with this music every year. And of all the really bad holiday albums, if you had to pick one for us to play right now, which one would you pick?
It's definitely somewhat of a difficult album to listen to, but it also brings to mind an important lesson for people. I, as a kid, absolutely wore out the grooves on my copy of Christmas with the Chipmunks.
Right.
To this day, you know, I'll put on Christmas with the Chipmunks and be filled with this sort of warm, nostalgic glow.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll sing, Dora. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
It's important to remember, if you have young children, to only play them holiday music that you yourself would want to be nostalgic for someday.
Stephen, thank you for that holiday tour of holiday music, good, bad, and nostalgic.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I think Sufjan Stevens, Bootsy Collins, and Alvin and the Chipmunks have been segregated for too long, and I'm glad to bring them together in one place.
Stephen Thompson is a writer and editor for NPR.org, and that's where you can go to see all of his picks for holiday music, including the newly reissued Christmas with the Chipmunks. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.